After unexpectedly winning the great games, recounted in the four legendary kingdoms, Jack West Jr. discovered that in order to prevent the Omega event, the cataclysmic collapse of the universe, he had to complete two ancient trials, the Trial of the Cities and the Trial of the Mountains. In the three secret cities, racing against the superior forces of the four kingdoms, he successfully completed the Trial of the Cities, but at great cost. As part of that trial, unbeknownst to Jack, an oracle of Siwa had to be ritually sacrificed in a chamber inside the Rock of Gibraltar. Jack's adopted daughter Lily, 20 years old and the current oracle, was captured by a new player in the game, Sphinx. Ruthless, calculating, and knowledgeable in ancient matters, Sphinx was the watchman of the city of Atlas, who had long planned to overthrow the kingdoms and seize their power. In the final moments of the three secret cities, Sphinx took Lily to the altar inside the Rock of Gibraltar, and there he performed the sickening ritual sacrifice. Jack arrived at that chamber soon after, to find Sphinx and his men gone, and what appeared to be Lily's body encased in a slab of hardened liquid stone. But he had to flee, and so didn't linger there. 3 days later, Lily's friend Albie Calvin, accompanied by Stretch and Pooh Bear, ventured to the rock to retrieve Lily's body. Upon breaking open the stone slab, however, Pooh Bear's face lit up.
"Good God!" he gasped. "It's not!"
Then, smiling, he told the others to call Jack immediately. Maybe it hadn't been Lily who had been sacrificed. Having completed the Trial of the Cities, Sphinx and his forces, including the cunning Cardinal Mendoza of the Catholic Church, and the ambitious Chloe Carnarvon, the former assistant to Jack's ally, Iolanthe Compton-Jones, raced off to commence the second trial, the Trial of the Mountains. Other forces, such as the mysterious Order of the Omega, a fanatical group of monks from Venice, were also on the move. Now, with the Omega event fast approaching, Jack and his intrepid team, including his formidable wife Zoe, his feisty mother, the historian Mae Merriweather, and Hades, the ultra-wealthy former king of the underworld, find themselves wounded and scattered, a long way behind their rivals in this race, and desperate to know what happened to Lily. Prologue. The Empty City, Moscow. But this mighty music, produced by the revolution of the whole universe at the highest speed, cannot be perceived by human ears any more than you can look straight at the sun, your sense of sight being overpowered by its radiance. Cicero, referring to Pythagoras's theory of the music of the spheres. Moscow, Russia, 23rd of December, 0900 hours. Lily West woke with a jerk, startled and terrified and freezing cold. She was bound and gagged, tied to a thick wooden chair and sitting out of doors, atop some steps overlooking a very wide square. She was not alone. Seated on either side of her, also bound to wooden chairs, were two headless corpses. Lily recoiled, aghast. Jesus! Looking more closely at them, she saw that the corp-